We are especially live this hour because we are joined in the studio by Knox Engler, whose album Glitter EP just came out very recently. How long ago was it?
It's like last couple weeks,
right?
August 2nd.
Oh, last couple days then.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for being with us in the studio. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. I'm super excited to be here. This is my first time in the studio, so I'm ready to talk about some music and crank some music out as well.
Awesome. Well, let's hear something to get started. What are we going to hear first?
So this is a track off of the new EP. It's entitled Paprika.
All right, go for it. Awesome. You're listening to Knox Engler again. The new album's called Glitter. We'll hear more from Knox and also more from that album when we come back as Live and Local continues. Stay with us. We're back in 2 minutes at 6:11. Time is 6:12. Aaron Keck here with you live on The Aaron Keck Show. We're live and local with local music, going with the local news, especially live this hour because we are joined by Knox Engler, whose new EP Glitter just came out 4 days ago. So brand new music that we're hearing this hour. Knox, thank you so much for being with us. The first song was great.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm super glad to be here.
Awesome. So before we talk about the album and everything, introduce the band. Who's with you?
So I'm here with two of my closest musical confidants and partners in crime. We got bass man Charlie Garnett here on the left. So he's holding down the low end.
Awesome.
And then we got Righteous Kurt Strasser. Just kidding, Strasener, over there on the drums.
Awesome.
And yeah, these are two of my great friends and really great musicians. So.
Cool. So tell us about the album. How did it come about?
So this was very much a pandemic baby.
I was going to ask how much of it was pandemic.
Yeah, so the entire thing was actually started and completed during the pandemic. So I don't know. I'm always feeling creative and trying to produce music, but this is very, the content of this album is very much reflective of the feelings that I was experiencing during the pandemic, which were, you know, a multitude of things, but mostly, you know, the sense of longing and sadness that I wasn't able to see my friends and play gigs, but also this really positive hopefulness of the time where I'm going to be able to, you know, metaphorically or quite literally slap glitter on my face and be able to go rage again.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So the album is just out. How long did it take to put together? Couldn't have been that long.
Yeah. I mean, I want to say I started in like early June.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so the process of the album was sort of weird. I was writing and producing it simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So there were all these ideas that I don't know how they were going to fit together. But once I laid them down in Logic or whatever and started mixing them, like certain ideas went somewhere and then other ones went elsewhere. And then ultimately it formed a more cohesive sort of project with a narrative. You know?
And the title, Glitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where did that come from?
Yeah. So
other than raging and putting glitter on your face.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really pretty simple. It's both just a metaphor and a very literal representation of, you know, just getting back out there both musically and socially and getting mm-hmm. the world back to some state of normalcy, if not, you know, an altered state of normalcy.
Yeah. So. Slightly different state of abnormalcy.
Yeah. Hopefully a better state.
Yeah. Better state of abnormalcy. That's I'm looking forward to that. Speaking mm-hmm. with Knox Engler, and this is a solo project. You're also mm-hmm. in at least one project that I know of, Mellow Swells, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So both these guys actually play in Mellow Swells
also
as well.
Yeah.
Yep. This is the rhythm section and the guitar player. We're sad we're missing old Jones Bell. If you're listening, Jones, he's our frontman and keyboardist, but yeah, that's essentially my only other project.
He is everyone's keyboardist, isn't he?
Like,
we were talking during the break about Ravery, where Justin Ellis was in, and Jones was mm-hmm. in with them as well.
Jones is a very versatile musician, great to work with, very easygoing guy. So if you need a keyboardist, go find him.
Yeah, he has absolutely no free time, but make it happen.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between a solo album and a Mellow Swells album?
There's a lot of differences. So most of my solo work is entirely instrumental. It's guitar focused. It's long form, you know, non-traditional sort of formatted songs. Whereas a Mellow Swells song is usually more archetypical of like a pop song. You know, it follows that structure and it has a lot more jamming elements. Whereas all this music is pretty much through composed and like meticulously written out.
The album is Glitter. It's out now. We're going to talk more with Knox coming up, but let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
Yeah, so up next is a tune called Anthropomorphonia, and it's a made-up word about guitars hanging out together.
Awesome. Take it away.
Thank you.
Awesome. You are listening to Knox Engler. Again, the album is Glitter. It's out now. You can find it online. We'll talk more about the album and hear one more song when Live and Local returns in just a couple of minutes. 6:20, back after this. 6:22 is your time. Again, listening to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in 97.9 The Hill Studios. Joined this half hour by Knox Engler, whose new album, Glitter. I keep saying album and EP. EP, right?
Yeah, it was originally supposed to be an album, but I couldn't quite.
I can never tell what the difference is between the two.
Yeah. I've just been saying EP.
Yeah, so. New EP, Glitter, is just out and only 4 days old, so check it out. Where can people get it?
So, Glitter is available on all streaming platforms, I believe. I was going to upload it to Bandcamp today as well. So, okay. But if you use Spotify, Apple Music, those are the only two I can name off the top of my head, then you'll definitely
there
be able
go.
To find it.
And if you go to Bandcamp, Knox Engler at Bandcamp, two earlier albums and one single. Am I right about that?
Yes, that's exactly right. You've done your research. So I have two previous projects that I've put out on Bandcamp, and those are also available on Spotify. You can go check it out and soar.
So what's next? We're still mid-pandemic, so is there another pandemic project in the future?
Well, hopefully there will be many more projects, both during the pandemic and beyond. Right now, my immediate goal is I'm actually enrolled in audio tech grad school at American University. So
nice.
I'll be doing that online and hopefully collaborating with some different students remotely doing audio stuff. But, you know, as long as my fingers are working, I'm trying to crank out some music like this, and hopefully the lads will be there to join me.
Awesome. So. And speaking of school, we got to mention you're also an instructor at School of Rock Chapel Hill just down the road, right?
Yes, I was until last week, but I'm actually going to be moving for the grad program.
Right,
But I'll actually be still working at School of Rock just in D.C.
Just in D.C., yeah.
But School of Rock's a great place. Charlie works there, so.
Awesome. Yeah, no, David Joseph at School of Rock, like, I don't know exactly, I think you might have posted that you were going to be on, and David got wind of it, and he was like, oh my God, this is so awesome.
We were talking about it during my exit interview from the school, and he was super happy to promote it.
Nice.
He's a lover of music, so
super
he's there
fun.
For us.
And we've got Knox Engler again here in the studio. The EP is Glitter. Find it online. Go to Bandcamp, get his previous projects. And also check out Mellow Swells as well, which is also available on Spotify and Bandcamp and everything else, right, too. All right, let's hear one more song. What do we got?
So this is our final song. It's entitled Fiddlehead, and it's sort of an homage to my origins as a violinist.
Awesome. Thank you. The artist is Knox Engler. The EP is Glitter. Find it online. It's out right now and brand new. Knox, thank you so much. Is there a website for people who want to know more about you?
So I actually have a website in the works right now. Hopefully my domain will be something simpler like knoxenglermusic.com.
Awesome.
But for now, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and all the streaming platforms that Aaron mentioned earlier.
Cool. And again, the album is Glitter. Find it online. Knox,
yes,
Charlie, Kurt, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this was awesome.